This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
When you make those New Year's resolutions this year, why not include your dog? Popular resolutions such as get more exercise can easily include the family pet, and many spiritual, personal growth, environmental and philanthropical goals can include your best friend too. Here are our top 7 ideas for including a favourite canine in your New Year's resolutions from clickertraining.com. Number 1. Health and fitness. New Year's resolutions for personal fitness are always popular. If you'd like to do something to improve your health, consider taking your dog along with you. There's no need to join a gym and slog it out in a boring treadmill if you have a dog that enjoys walks and a comfortable and enjoyable place to walk. The exercise benefits both of you physically, and in the case of your dog, also behaviourally. With a canine companion, you'll be more motivated to actually make good on your resolution. In fact, your dog might even hold you accountable. If weight loss or improved heart health is part of your personal fitness resolution, consider high-intensity interval training. With this program, low-intensity exercise is interspersed with brief periods of high-intensity exercise. A 30-minute program of high-intensity interval training might look like this. You walk for 10 minutes at a brisk pace, then you jog for 4 minutes, then you run hard for 1 minute, then jog for 4 minutes, then run hard for 1 minute, and walk for 10 minutes. Changing pace in this way presents a great training opportunity. Polish up your loose-leash walking. Start in a large area with your dog on leash. Click and treat often when your dog is in the correct position, and change your pace frequently in the early training. Pretty soon your dog will be ready to join you for a full high intensity interval training session, and you might even be ready too. Number 2. Going green. A recent poll showed that 49% of the 1,004 US adults surveyed plan to make an eco-friendly New Year's resolution for 2008. Are you similarly inclined in 2009? A persistent environmental challenge for dog owners is what to do with all that poop. Most of it ends up in landfill, and that's not sustainable. Two environmentally friendly options for dealing with pet waste are dedicated worm farms that are used only for pet waste, and rather than composting mixed waste that includes food scraps, and below-ground composting systems aided by septic tank enzymes. Note that finished worm castings or compost should only be used on ornamental garden beds and not vegetable crops. If your pet's diet is healthy and features natural foods without too many preservatives, the finished product is very good for your plants. You can find out more about environmentally friendly options for dealing with pet waste by doing a search on Google or referring to the original article on clickertraining.com. Number 3. Inner peace. Could you use a bit of inner peace? How about your dog? In the behaviourism camp, we don't pretend to know with certainty how a dog is feeling on the inside, but it's not unreasonable to consider that a dog with calm behaviour on the outside is probably calm on the inside too. Luckily, you don't need to book expensive sessions with a psychotherapist or take your dog to an ashram somewhere in the Himalayas to get calm behaviours on the outside. You get what you click. If you can click calm behaviours, you're going to get more of them. Exactly how to do that is detailed in Emma Parsons' book, Click to Calm, but it really is just a case of remembering to click and treat when you see calm behaviours, ones that you like and want more of, while trying not to reinforce behaviours that aren't calm, unless they're appropriate for a specific activity. Read my piece on energetic, anxious and reactive dogs and the calmometer, a tool to help calm your pet, on clickertraining.com. Number 4. Personal growth and improving your leadership skills. Good leadership means being the one to make the decisions and then implementing the decisions effectively. Becoming an effective clicker trainer is a good step on the path to becoming an effective leader because clicker training gives you powerful skills for cueing and changing behaviour. Clicker training also requires you to make decisions and plan how you'll implement them. It's a lot of fun and therefore highly reinforcing to focus on the creative, spontaneous aspects of clicker training. Watching your dog offer more and more creative behaviours is an enjoyable pastime, but without a plan and a clear goal, you'll just be spinning your wheels most of the time. So, a possible New Year's resolution might be to make clear dog training and behaviour decisions and plan how you'll reach your training goals. Really plan. Actually write down your plan and check off each step as you achieve it. Number 5. Quit a bad habit. Does your dog have a bad habit you'd really like him to quit? If you answer yes to this question, then your New Year's resolution could be to determine what you'd like him to do instead of the bad habit, then train it. Step one is to identify what is reinforcing the bad habit. Step two is to look at ways to prevent reinforcement of the bad habit. Step three is to decide on an alternative or incompatible behaviour you'd like to see instead of the bad habit. And step four is to think about how you'll train this alternative or incompatible behaviour and break that down into tiny little steps. And step five, the last step, is to train those tiny little steps one at a time. Number six, phytophilanthropy. If wanting to help those who are less fortunate is on your list of New Year's resolutions, there are many worthy pet-related organisations to support, including animal shelters, rescue, animal welfare groups, bite prevention programs, service dog training and placement agencies, pet assisted therapy organisations, and search and rescue organisations. Depending on the organisation's requirements, donations can be made by way of food, toys, blankets, volunteer support, dog walking, or monetary contributions. There's nothing quite like the feeling of helping others and knowing you've done your bit to make the world a better place. Number seven, motivate yourself and get started. If you doubt your ability to even start working on your resolution, apply some clicker training to yourself. Break the task down into achievable pieces and then find a way to reinforce those pieces of behaviour. I wrote an article on self-motivation, which you can find at clickertraining.com. Now, all of that should be more than enough to keep you going until 2010, so happy clicking and a happy new year.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.